Okay, so today we're diving into something you might not expect. Have you ever thought about WordPress as like a kingdom or something? It might sound strange, but stick with us because today's deep dive, well, it takes us into the feudal world of open source software.
Yeah, feudalism and WordPress. You wouldn't think they go together, would you?
Not really. But
Yeah.
we're going to unpack this whole idea using an article by Richard Best. It's called Looking at the WordPress Ecosystem as Feudal in Nature. So get ready to dig in because we're about to find out if this like ancient system can actually tell us something about where WordPress is headed.
It's a fascinating comparison for sure. And, Best uses it to highlight some pretty important stuff happening in WordPress right now.
So let's get into it. When we're talking about WordPress as a feudal system, what are we actually saying here?
Well, it all comes down to control and power. You see, WordPress is open source, right? Which means it's licensed under the GPL, the General Public License. Basically, anyone can use it, change it, even distribute their own versions of the software. So it sounds pretty open, right?
Yeah, totally free. So how does this whole feudalism thing even come into play?
Okay, so here's the thing. While the GPL gives users all these rights, in theory, most WordPress users, they don't really have the technical skills to mess with the software's core code themselves. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, that's fair. So they're kind of dependent on others to do it for them.
Exactly. And that's where you get this reliance on a small group of entities, Automattic being the biggest one since they're behind WordPress.com. And then there's this small group of core contributors, the ones with the know-how to actually shape the platform.
Okay, so I'm starting to see where this is going.
Basically, Automattic becomes the king in this scenario, right? They've got a ton of influence over WordPress's direction. And then you've got the core contributors. They're like the lords, each with their own specialty and area of control.
And so, what about all the regular users like me?
You're like the farmers who depend on the king and his lords to keep everything running. We rely on them for the essential stuff, the irrigation system that keeps our websites alive. Technically, we could build our own systems, but come on, most of us don't have the time and the resources or even the knowledge for that.
So even though we have this freedom in theory with the GPL, in reality, we're limited by this existing power structure.
You got it. That's where Best finds this parallel to a feudal system. It's all about the dependence on the higher-ups to keep things running smoothly.
Okay, so we've got this whole WordPress kingdom thing going on, but hold on, we don't live in feudal times anymore. So is Best saying that WordPress is like stuck in the dark ages of the internet?
Well, that's the really cool part. Best uses this whole historical comparison to think about whether WordPress could actually be moving towards something new, something maybe even more democratic. Just like how feudalism eventually transitioned into new ways of governing.
Ooh, a WordPress revolution. Sign me up.
Yeah.
But seriously, what makes him think that kind of change is even possible?
So Best points to a few key things. First, he talks about this huge growth of what he calls the WordPress economy. The whole market for themes and plugins and hosting services. It's massive.
Right, it's huge.
And all that economic power, it's like a shift away from those traditional centers of control.
So it's like instead of relying on the Lord's permission, you've got all these independent craftspeople setting up their own shops.
Exactly. And that actually leads to Best's second point,
Yeah.
the rise of WordPress competitors. See, as new platforms pop up, WordPress users, especially developers, and those entrepreneurial types, they've got more choices now.
So they're not just stuck in one place anymore.
Right, they can take their skills and go somewhere else, kind of like serfs moving to the cities for new opportunities back in the day.
Okay, so we've got more choices, more economic independence. It's starting to sound a bit like those first cracks in the feudal system. What else does Best bring up?
Well, his third point is something I know you've been keeping up with. It's all those recent controversies in the WordPress world. I'm talking about that whole thing with Automattic and WP Engine. We don't have to get into all the details, but it really brought up a lot of questions about transparency and how decisions that affect the entire community are made.
Yeah, there are a lot of people debating who gets to decide where WordPress goes, especially when it comes to those big changes that affect everyone.
Exactly. And that desire for more, say, for some kind of checks and balances on the folks in charge. Well, it feels pretty familiar, doesn't it? Like those demands for rights we've seen throughout history, like the Magna Carta. It makes you wonder, are we seeing a kind of WordPress renaissance happening? Are we moving toward more community involvement and a more balanced power structure?
That's a pretty exciting thought.
Yeah.
Are we headed for a digital Magna Carta for WordPress users? And what would that even look like?
Yeah.
A digital Magna Carta for WordPress. Now that's a thought, but
Yeah.
okay, how do we actually get there from this whole feudal system to like a more enlightened WordPress future?
Well, that's where Best brings up this idea of a WordPress enlightenment. But he's not talking about like powdered wigs and stuff. It's more about like a fundamental change in how WordPress is actually governed.
Okay, so in practical terms, what would that look like? Less decrees from the king and more like town hall meetings.
It's more about creating systems that give the WordPress community a much bigger voice. You know, users, developers, everyone, especially when it comes to those decisions that affect the whole ecosystem.
So it's less about a few people at the top making all the calls and more about finding ways for everyone to have a say.
Exactly. And Best argues that this shift, it needs like a good dose of honesty, humility, and maturity. Basically, he's saying we need a truce. You know, everyone wins if WordPress thrives. We got to move past those power struggles and actually work together.
Time to lay down the coding swords and build the future of WordPress together. But what if we don't figure this out? What happens then? What's at stake here?
That's the thing. The stakes are bigger than we might realize. Best is pretty clear about what could happen if we don't deal with these issues, you know, governance, transparency, community involvement, the whole WordPress kingdom, it could actually weaken.
You're saying people might just abandon WordPress?
It's definitely possible. Users and developers, they might start looking at other platforms if they don't feel heard, or if they're worried about where WordPress is headed. And that would be a loss for everyone.
Wow, that's kind of a reality check. I think we all just assume WordPress will always be around, but it sounds like its future depends on us figuring this out.
It's easy to take WordPress for granted, but like Best is saying, its future might depend less on the code and more on us building a system that actually works for everyone.
So to everyone listening, think about it. If WordPress could really be democratized, what would you want that to look like? What role would you play in shaping its future? It's something to think about because who knows? The fate of this digital kingdom might be in our hands.